What is up?
How you doing?
This is the movie show
on
Active TV and Active FM.
My name is Ryan.
My name is Sash. And we are doing a
rom-com.
Ryan, did you not enjoy this
movie? This was a good twist.
There we go.
You know what makes it so good?
It doesn't feel like a rom-com.
Yeah, it's got the Nessa element.
Yeah.
But not only that, it's got a... I loved it.
Yeah,
no, I didn't enjoy it.
Shocking people!
Not the
Ryan not just the rom said parts. He loved. Well, technically, this film is classified
the fact that
as a rom com, and Ryan was like, "I loved it."
The fact that this movie really exploited a I don't know if it's a pink elephant, but like everyone's like, "Oh, they faked the moon
the
landing."
The moon landing.
Yeah,
yes.
They faked it, and here's a movie. Okay, well,
actually, that's where the whole concept came from. So it's the film is Fly Me to the Moon. Scarlett Johansson actually produced it. And what she said was, so her production company found this original story. So this isn't, it's not based on, like there's a lot of films like Hidden Figures and other NASA films, which are based on true life events that happened around the Apollo 11 moon landing. Whereas with this one, it's based in that time loosely around actual people, but it's not, it's completely fictional.
Completely fictional.
Yeah. But what's cool about it is
100%. No, but although there was the element of how they had the struggle. Yeah. The struggle to get men in.
Yeah, yeah. But as in the story is fictional.
But
so the story didn't happen. So they set it in a real time, real place, real situation.
So Sashi,
historical event.
Are you saying that they really landed
on the moon? No, wait. Let me finish my sentence right. Then we can ask that question. Then what they did was they took the whole conspiracy of the moon landing was faked. And they made a movie about it.
And they made it.
Which was very clever. It was very, very clever.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's fictional, right?
Yeah, this is
fiction means...
It's not real.
I still get confused. Non-fiction, fiction.
So fiction is it's a story.
It's a story.
It's not real.
Fiction.
Yes.
Fictional. Fictional imagination, fictional thought. Yeah, okay. All right, got it.
But that's a very good question. So, guys...
Did they land on the moon?
Was the moon landing real or was it fake? Can I tell you something funny? So in this... I don't want to give spoilers away, but in this film, basically what they do is they recreate... Well, they create a set and they train these like stunt performers to act as Armstrong and all of the astronauts. And then all they were going to do was take the audio of the actual moon landing, but then show the video of this pre-choreographed, pre-organized, pre-planned set so that if anything went wrong, it still was televised that America landed on the moon first instead of Russia.
Yes.
And... On like Scarlett Johansson was saying in an interview, it was so surreal to like hear the actual audio and then to watch this perfectly choreographed sequence to the actual audio, but like watch it live. Like she said, it was the craziest thing to witness. And then she said it was so funny because Woody Harrelson turned to her and he was like, "I told you they faked it." Like for him, he was like, "Yep, this is exactly what went down." Even people acting in this film, like some believe it did happen. Channing Tatum was even like, "I feel lied to. I feel betrayed." So
some of them were like,
it's
actually plausible.
It is plausible. Yeah,
I would say it's plausible. It's possible, but I'm not saying that they did or didn't.
Comment down below.
I think they did.
Did they land on the moon or did they fake it and film it pre-landing? Yeah.
Damn. Tactic, eh?
That is hectic.
Really gets you thinking about
it. Really
stuff.
Gets you thinking.
You're like,
before, I would have been like, nope, they landed on the moon, guys. Like, seriously? Now, with this film, it did cast a little bit of doubt.
You can't prove it. That's the problem. You can't...
But the way that... So, with this film, at the end of the film... I don't want to give a spoiler.
But maybe you can prove it. Like, maybe we just haven't looked at the just looked in depth more at like the footage, the setup.
Look for cat.
Yeah, because no black cat.
Go watch the movie. I won't spoil if you want to know what that means.
Yeah.
So you're saying that it didn't happen?
No, I'm not saying.
You're saying
that.
It's possible that it didn't happen.
I really believe that they really did land on the moon. I think it's just because I'm within me. I'm like. Ryan's like, it's really cool that they landed on the moon.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of playing on that thing, you know?
Especially in the 1960s with the technology.
Like, if
that
documents
they
come out and they're like, guys, really sorry, and then there's like apologies all around and stuff like that.
I don't think documents would come out though, because even at the end of the film, you see they, in this film, they shredded all the documentation.
I mean, but like if state secrets come out, you know, like aliens and all of that stuff, and it's like, no, the moon landing was I think there'll still be like a huge part inside of me that'll be like, nope, somebody's bribing these guys, it's not true. Get, where's Neil Armstrong? Get him here.
I think what's difficult about specifically this moon landing is, like, if you go on YouTube and you can search footage of, like, actual astronauts in like a space shuttle or whatever, you can see that this is not filmed. Like, a lot of people will say, no, it's CG. But if you know, like, CG and stuff like that, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, you can see...
We're talking about 1969.
No, I'm talking about recent stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas with this one... Obviously, the camera quality is not the greatest. It's a static camera. It's the only image we have of the moon landing that we know of. So I suppose in that way, it could have been faked, because, like, you know, if people don't know what something looks like, you can feed them something and say, this is what it looks like. Like, for example, when you're a kid, you're told this color is green. True. You didn't question it. You didn't go into a whole scientific research and study. You were just like, oh, okay.
They told me that this is green.
That this is green. Yeah. This is what green looks like.
So
why?
This is truth.
Why is this green?
Because it's green.
Because I was told it was
because
green.
Because it's green.
And this is the only other... I haven't had any other encounter with green. Do you understand? So, like, I suppose they it's the same with the moon landing. None of us have been there. So, like...
What I would like to say is that there was a Apollo 13, right? Which went around the moon, obviously NASA had to pull off some serious miracle to get the moon back, right? And for me, if they got them that close,
why
would they have not gotten them on the moon? Because the reason why they didn't land on the moon was something that happened. It was a fault on the way. It wasn't something that was... So next time...
And I suppose by now we've landed on the moon again, right? So
and they've made...
If that footage was inaccurate.
But the thing is, like, it's not my drone that's going there. So you don't know if they're sending it there and they're like, okay, guys, there you go. There's the land. By the way, we did not find any Neil Armstrong, any of his footprints. There was no American flag, guys. I'm really sorry. But it's like, but maybe you're one of those guys who are trying to prove that.
You never know.
It's the green theory.
Yeah.
So
anyway, what I found interesting about this film is it's classified as a rom-com, but I honestly didn't feel like it was a rom-com. Like, yes, it had romance in it, but I mean, like, most films have a romantic storyline in it. The comedy element was definitely there, but it wasn't very strong. I like this type of comedy. Like, for me, it's where they're not trying to be funny.
It's very unexpected as well.
Yes, it's got a light feel to it. And, like, yes, they'll sometimes take, like, even in the beginning, like, right in the beginning of the film, there's, like, this huge explosion. And, like, they...
That was very unexpected.
It was unexpected, but it also had a humorous...
Yeah.
A humorous...
It was very good.
Like, little tint to it.
Yeah.
But, like, overall, this film was... It was refreshing.
It was pretty cool.
It was, like... NASA, I enjoy NASA stories.
Did you find it too detailed, or, like, you know, on the whole, like, NASA and maybe
not really,
the details around it? So an average female.
Average female?
Yeah.
What does that mean, right?
In other words, women who love their rom-coms and don't like the... Because, like, men or the average male... Yes, let me... The average male would watch this because of the whole NASA and rockets and all that stuff, right? But then would the average female, do you think they would watch it because of the romance? Or do you think they would sit there and like space out?
No, I think
excuse the pun, space out.
Space out.
Yeah.
I think this film is good for guys and girls, because, like, it taps into both fields. Okay. Like, girls that like rom-coms and girls... That's what I'm saying. It's crazy because it didn't feel like a rom-com. Maybe if someone's like a huge rom-com lover, like huge, where they really just want like shallow...
Not enough. Just pure romance, sunset,
maybe they'd
beach
be like,
run.
No, it was too deep. But I don't think so.
Situations. Can't get married because my mother-in-law, you know, kind of stories. Or you lied to me. kind of situation.
Although that's sort of India.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not like, hey, yeah, some rom-coms, really, I'm just like, no people.
There's some good ones, but there are some sad ones.
There's a lot of lying in this film, though.
There is a lot of lying in this film. Like, the whole thing's... But I suppose the whole thing's based on, is this a lie?
It's really great.
Is the moon landing... No, yeah. It's very clever. I actually thoroughly enjoyed... And I like, because it's like an original story. And that's actually one of the reasons. So Scarlett Johansson said one of the things that drew her to make this film and to take it on, because she has a production company, she says was that it was such an original story. And... often in the film industry, like, you don't get... because the film industry is such a expensive industry, and whenever you are making a movie, you're taking a huge risk. So often production companies don't want something fresh. They just want what sold last year because we made this much. So they're almost... Do you understand? And you can see that. Often you can see that, and that's often where films go wrong because production companies are playing it safe and, you know... And I get both sides, but I really enjoyed this one because...
It's a product. It really is like a marketing product. Yeah.
This one was just like, we're going to make a movie, an original like story, and but I think they did it very well. And the cast was very good.
Yeah.
The cast was very, very good.
Very great.
Scarlett Johansson, I honestly think this could be... I was watching an interview with Kelly Clarkson, and she said to her, this is one of my favorite roles that you've ever played. And I think it's just because she was so, like, I don't know, diverse, and she wasn't her usual...
No.
Her usual Scarlett Johansson character. Yeah. And then I absolutely... Now, I don't like... Channing Tatum has never, ever really been a favorite of mine. Like, I know at one point he was super, super hyped.
Yeah.
I'm just not into that...
He can dance.
That aesthetic of a guy, personally. So, when I was young, like, all the girls were like, oh my gosh, this guy is so hot. I was like, oh.
He can dance.
He is? Like, type of thing. And then, like, he's often done, like very very comedic dumb roles. I'm gonna put it like that. No disrespect to
the
Channing
last
Tatum.
Film was that whole jungle what
yeah like the Lost City.
What was it? Was it the Lost City?
With Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, that's right.
But in this one, like, he even said he's never done a character like this before, and he did such a good job. He was brilliant.
He had to be serious.
I literally loved him. He honestly...
He was the expert, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, he did a very, very good job. And then Woody Harrelson, but Woody Harrelson's obviously a favorite.
I loved Woody Harrelson. Yeah.
And then even like the...
He was solid.
Yeah, he was
so
solid.
So solid.
The two astronauts, the young astronauts, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They were also... I really enjoyed them. I thought that they were very good. But the cast was very solid, and I loved the costume design. I feel like they took the 60s
very
and
good.
They slightly over-exaggerated it just a little bit, I think, to get that like comedic element. But it was so good. Like Channing Tatum's hair and the way that he always wore the turtleneck t-shirts in like different colors.
Yeah.
And also what was funny about that was he wore, I don't think that was true, but he wore this colorful shirt, and then all the other guys in the
standard
control, they were
tie
suits.
and t-shirt with the pencil, the pen particular thing in there. Like the whole nerd and the glasses and all of that stuff.
And then Scarlett Johansson also, they really went to town. Like, her outfits were, they were very on point, like very 60s
I was still thinking to myself, wait, do the guys at NASA, wait, why are they dressing like this? Do they still dress like that? I'm like, oh wait, this is the 60s. I too.
And then even her hair, like, I loved Scarlett Johansson's hair. Like, honestly, the costume designer did a very, very good job.
It's funny, the main characters, they really, I don't know if it's a word, colorified. Like, they...
Yes, they did. They made them, like, stand out.
Yeah,
And I thoroughly enjoyed that about the film. Yeah. No, it was very cool. The whole moon landing thing is, like... Now that you think about it, like, at the time of the film, I was like, they landed on the moon and they showed the actual footage. But now, like, but I suppose, like, also, the thing is, though, Armstrong and them, would you really agree? Because their audio actually, I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, would Armstrong not have, would he have said that not being on the moon?
I don't know. It's.
And is the American flag still on the moon?
It's supposed to be. And apparently you can see it if you've got a telescope. obviously.
But then I
at
feel
the right time of the. But I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
you can see it. But I you know, it's like you get people who argue flat Earth.
Yeah.
Or who have all these conspiracies, and often I'll have someone coming to me and they'll try and argue their point with me, and something like that. I usually don't argue my point. I kind of just say, have you been there? Because I haven't been there. So all I can say is I hope that the earth is round.
Yeah, this is my thought.
And you hope that the earth is flat. But until you go up there and until you look down and you look at the round earth like that, and some people have been in planes. Like,
yeah, they can see the curvature.
Like, I know they've seen the curvature. They've seen the stuff, you know? And it's like, no, dude, seriously. No, no flat earth. But until you've been there and until you've seen it with your own eyes...
Guess we'll never
know. It's one of those things.
Well, I suppose, I don't know.
Hopefully they invent, you know, moon travel.
That'd be cool. Like, go travel to the moon.
Still within my time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Although they'd probably think about putting the print there with the American flag quickly, you know? Be like, oh, yeah, don't forget, guys, before we open up the official moon travel, the day moon, whatever, go spend an hour on the moon travel, we need to put the print there and, you know, the footprint and the American flag.
Else has landed on the moon.
Russia
did land on the moon. They just did it after them, right?
I actually don't know.
But okay, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin
point,
were
yes.
the first of 12 human beings
so
to walk on the moon. Four of America's moonwalkers are still alive. That's Aldrin, Dave Scott. They were all Aldrin was Apollo 11. David Scott was Apollo 15. Charles Duke Apollo 16, and Harrison Schmitt was Apollo 17. So there have been lots of people. Okay, how many humans
number
have actually
cars.
Landed on the moon? They say there's 12. There are 24 people in all who have made the journey, and they're all Americans, with the other 12 remaining on various spacecrafts. So Russia never landed on the moon?
No. Clearly not.
Why?
That's what I was like.
Wait a minute. Now this is getting slightly
weird.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
Why is only Americans? Because, I mean, Russia was in the They were in the space, what's it called?
Space race.
Space race, thank you. The space race,
I think, I don't know, it's a good point. It's a very good point. Why did they, it's...
Yeah, despite the USSR's early space race dominance, the United States is still, to this day, the only country to have successfully landed humans on the moon.
So I wonder what the Russians are saying. Maybe that's what the whole Russian war is about. But... Huh?
No, but that
we will expose you.
Do you
no, you
not
won't.
Find that that weird? That why don't we go to the moon anymore? The moon is a harsh environment. It's difficult to design spacecraft that can navigate its surface, and it's almost impossible to recreate those situations on Earth for testing. That's why the U.S. took 51 years to return to the moon, or they didn't land in the first place, and they still needed 51 years to get there. Okay, I don't know. I'm not forming an opinion. I do think it's slightly odd, though, that like America has like the only credit for landing on the moon.
But the Russians have lost.
And the Chinese.
Would they have lost interest?
And like SpaceX.
Like maybe they would have lost interest. They would have just been like, yeah. Damn it. You know what I'm saying?
Like lost.
Okay, guys. All right, let's make nuclear. All right, let's make nuclear weapons. All right.
Okay, only five countries, the US, Russia, China, India, and Japan, have scored a lunar landing. Okay, now this one is lying to us. And no private business has yet done so. The US is the only country to have sent the US sent astronauts to the moon. And Apollo 17 closed out that program in December 1972. Obviously, the other countries have landed, but they didn't take astronauts.
There's a lot of questions right now, right? I don't know about you, but I'm thinking, I'm like, but why? Why would you not? Unless it's just because between Russia, China, and the US.
India and Japan.
They probably would, and India.
Yeah, India and Japan.
Really?
Mm.
Wow. That's amazing. It's a lot. That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's just because they had like a joint venture kind of thing. So in other words, America would, because I know that they have a room with all the space rocks and stuff stored that they've brought back.
Oh, serious?
Yeah. So perhaps maybe it's kind of like, okay, the India space agency
program, yeah,
would have then just gone taken their researches there, or maybe, I mean, there's probably data that NASA would probably publish or put somewhere about the different nutrients and all sorts of stuff that they find. I don't know. Maybe that's why it's just like, okay, you go get it, and then, you know, we don't care about going there. We just want to look at it.
I think, yeah, I don't.
Because even today, like SpaceX, they'll go to space, right? But then you'll find, like for example, there was a point where NASA stopped sending rockets up. But then the Russians were sending rockets up.
Okay.
So whenever they went to the space station, they would do it in Russia's rockets. And then now, recently, in the last decade or so, SpaceX then started sending rockets up. And then America was like, okay, well, don't worry. Thanks, Russia. Shup. We're just going to do it ourselves now. So I don't know if you see that there's like a partnership.
Okay, so apparently there are two types of moon landings. There's a soft landing and a hard landing. So it depends on the speed at which the craft descends and whether it needs to function after touchdown. Soft landings occur when the craft touches down at a safe, slow speed and are necessary on crewed missions or missions in which the craft is expected to take scientific measurements or perform tests after landing. Soft landings are classified true landings. So, in other words, the Apollos that did go to the moon were soft landings. Hard landings, often referred to as crash landings, typically occur at a higher rate of speed. While easier to complete, hard landings typically result in the destruction of the spacecraft, which is often perfectly acceptable if the craft has already fulfilled its purpose, such as conducting an aerial survey, for example. Hard landings are often classified as impacts rather than true landings. Then, Russia was the first country to successfully land on the moon in 1959, to soft land on the moon in 1966, and successfully retrieve samples from the moon on an unmanned mission in 1970. So Russia actually did make it to the moon first. But they didn't send astronauts.
But not with men, yeah.
Yes. Then the United States first soft landed a few months after Russia in 1966. But that's obviously without astronauts. Or was that with astronauts?
No, 69 was... Yes. Or 68 yes. or 69 yeah. was the first.
Because that was only Apollo 11. They were the previous Apollo... Mm-hmm. The 10 previous Apollo missions. As of 2022, it has 11 soft landings, which is the most in the world, and is the only country to land humans on the moon 6 times, 12 in all, which was between 1969 and 1972. Sure, that's not a very big time frame. Then China...
I suppose, what else can you do when you go there?
Yeah.
So all you can do is go get samples, go get sand,
which
more sand,
you don't need people,
couple
for.
Rocks and some sand, and then after you get the sand, you can get some more sand, and then after that, get another bigger rock.
So now it's just people wanting to go to experience it.
So now,
it.
Exactly. So they got the rock, got the sand, they're like, cool.
Then China's...
probably very expensive as well.
I think that's the problem. They had... So their Chang 3 lander touched down on 14th December 2013. Sure, that took China a while. Marking the first landing since the USSR's Luna 24 in 1976. They completed the first soft landing on the dark side of the moon on the 3rd of January 2019.
And we all know what happened then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Designed to impact rather than soft land, their probe Chandrayaan, I don't know how to pronounce that, 1, reached the lunar surface on the 22nd of October 2008, making India the 7th country to successfully impact the moon. On August 23, 2023, their Chandrayaan 3 orbiter successfully deployed its Vikram lander and its cargo, the Pragyan rover, which touched down near the moon's south pole. India thus became the 4th country to successfully soft land on the moon. Okay, so many people have crashed on the moon, but only 4 countries have soft landed.
That was in 2023, you said? Yeah. Right? Cool. It's like last year.
There we go. Okay, these are the countries. So Canada. Oh, countries planning to reach the moon by 2030. We have Canada. And they have a possible autonomous impact mission as well as a joint mission with the UE and Japan. Mm. Then you have Europe. They also joined with Japan and Canada. India. They want to go again. Israel. Israel's base Space Isles Bereshit moonlander reached the moon in February 2019 but crashed. Follow-up attempts are planned, but it's not yet funded. Japan, they planned crewed landing, privately held company iSpace is working with the US and UAE on lander-focused missions. Mexico is sending a micro rover as a payload on a future US-Mexico joint mission. South Africa, they have a planned lander and rover mission, could launch in 2030, people. Look at us. Look at us go.
Too far away.
Then there's South Korea, there's Sweden, Turkey, Ukraine, and the United Arab Emirates, United Kingdom, and actually the United Kingdom has never been involved in the space. And then the United States again. And they have quite a few. Obviously including MIT and SpaceX.
Cool.
Yeah. So I suppose...
Okay.
I suppose maybe the moon landing...
I feel like this was...
I feel like this was the
space show.
My doubt has been... put to rest.
We've spoken about moon landings and stuff.
But let us know. Do you believe that the moon landing was fake?
Comment below.
Or was it real? Did they really go?
Yeah.
Did they just film it?
Yeah. Is there a limit on comment characters? Because I feel like some people might just unleash.
I don't think so.
Fill up a hole.
So unleash. Go
scroll
for
down
it.
And...
In 1974, there was a... But this has been the movie show.
On Active TV.
Until the next week.
Cheers.